Six Midwest governors, including Wisconsin Democrat Jim Doyle, have agreed to try to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Three more states have agreed to observe the process and may join the effort later. The Canadian province of Manitoba has also signed the agreement. A key part of the project would be to let companies in the region buy and sell pollution credits as long as overall emissions are reduced. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty is a Republican. He says he's glad to see that big polluters like coal-fired power plants would be able to participate in a market for emitting, handling, and disposing of carbon dioxide.
And if you unleash the requirements or the incentives and attractive features of a market, people will respond to it. Some will respond by reducing pollution directly. Others will respond by buying credits or offsets in the marketplace with the ultimate same net effect.
Midwest environmental groups praise the regional global warming agreement, but say there are many details to be worked out, including with cap and trade for carbon dioxide. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says, for one thing, the states need to agree on very large cuts in carbon pollution.
We have to get significant enough targets to make enough of a difference to protect our resources and our public health. So we need to get an 80% reduction by the middle of the century.
Riopel says he also hopes the states distribute the pollution credits for companies via a public auction and not just give them away at no charge. He says firms would be more likely to cut pollution quickly if they had to go through an auction process. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.